You're okay, Johnny. It's to you.
Sucking my dick.
Looking good.
So yeah, Monday night.
Are we on the show?
Yes, we are.
I haven't done one of those in a while.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, I get retweeted from fucking Ant finally.
Huh?
It's been like over a month. I get like 40 fucking favorites and like 20 retweets and one follower. What a girl I sound like. Can we start over? That was fucking terrible.
No. Yeah, but that does suck. Like, I try to get fucking followers and like I'll get like 5 and then the next day it'll be down like 6.
Yeah, I get the same thing.
That fucking stinks. Maybe you tweet too much or something. I don't fucking know.
I think Ant fucking, I don't know if I've ever talked about this. I think he abruptly stopped following me because of this whole fucking Joe DeRosa thing. I don't know if anyone knows, but I'll give a super quick rundown. So DeRosa used to be on ONA all the time, right? And he's like Bill Burr's guy. And he was never super funny, but I liked him because we were geeks about all the same shit. So then he moved out here. And I started seeing him all over the place, and I like run into him all the time, and I always talk to him and stuff because I'm like a fan. So then Joe, this whole thing with Anthony over the summer, you know, when he got in trouble for all those like racist tweets and got fired. So Joe Rogan goes, or DeRosa goes on Joe Rogan's podcast in like, what was that, end of September? And then talked all the shit about Anthony, saying that like he doesn't think he can be friends with Ant. Him and Ant were like good friends. They did go drinking together and shit when they were on the show. They used to like fucking hang out all the time. And then he's like, oh, I don't know if I can be friends anymore because like, I don't know if my black friends would approve. It was this whole, so it turned into this like fucking shitstorm. And like, it was a really bad move on DeRosa's part. Like, he really fucked his, people fucking hate him. And Jimmy was on the opening Jimmy show and bitched about DeRosa for like 30 minutes and said fucking, he said he's dead to me.
Jesus.
Yeah, and then Jimmy was on Anthony's.
Junk shoes.
Jimmy was on Anthony's show last week and they were talking about DeRosa and Jimmy was like, he's a piece of shit. So they hate him. So. What he said was dumb, and like I think he's really stupid for saying it. But it's like I kind of think he. I mean, what am I gonna? It's almost something if like I hesitate to use the word friends because I'm not really like friends with him. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm some fucking dude that's like friends with famous people or something. But like I'm friendly with both of them. It's kind of like when you're a kid and like your friends got in a fight, but you weren't had nothing to do with it, and you're just kind of like, oh, this sucks. But I think he was pissed because I know the one night when I was fucking tweeting, I was tweeting back and forth with Joe because I was going to go see him. Because it turned out I did open mic and then Joe was right down the street. I never heard another fucking thing from Ant after that. I was like, oh shit. But so it's just fucking, it's just, I mean, if that, I might be paranoid and maybe I'm wrong. But if I'm not, like that's pretty stupid. It's like, come on, dude, really? Like the fucking guy, he's always been nice to me. Like what the fuck? Like he you know, he made his fucking bed, he's lying in it. He's, what is me hating on him going to fucking do? Like.
Do you think a guy, like, I mean, Anthony's a pretty big name. Like, you think he actually gives a shit? Like, I know it's just a weird
thing.
He's
got a weird thing with like, loyalty, yeah. He'd probably be like, oh, you're being disloyal or something.
Well, you know, and I say that, but you're at the guy's fucking house.
So I know, yeah, I know, but it's not. Well, he's still following me. He wasn't like, fuck you or anything. I just think maybe he's just kind of fucking cooled on the whole idea of me because.
Well, what was the tweet today that you wanted, or the he?
It was, he tweeted one fucking picture of there's a Twitter hashtag I can't breathe to protest that guy.
Yeah.
So he did and fucking tweeted a picture of Private Pyle getting choked in Full Metal Jacket, and it was just a fucking onslaught of just like famous scenes of being choked. And then I know Alien's one of his favorite movies, so I put one up of them trying to get the fucking alien off what's his name's face. And the original Alien.
Yeah.
And he was like, holy shit, how did I forget this? And he retweeted it, and then I got a fuckload of, I was like, fuck, that was the first one in forever. But this sounds so gay. But I ran into that young Joe DeRosa at Dice when we went to see Ford Fairlane. Me and Scotty went and saw. They screened Ford Fairlane with Dice in person.
I've been waiting on the story, by the way. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't even know Joe was going. I'm in line, and I everyone makes fun of him. They call him Joe No Shoulders. And I was like, oh, I'd recognize those shoulders anywhere from the back. And it was him. I was like, oh, what's up, man? So,
did he recognize you?
Yeah, he knows me. Fucking, so there's this chick there, and she's, it was like an old, you know, older crowd of the fucking movies, fucking 30 years old, but, There's this chick hanging out in the lobby, and she's got like a something like Daisy Duke would wear. It was like tied. It was like a half shirt, and it was like tied at the bottom. And she had fucking, it looked, it was like two cantaloupes. They were like amazing, perfect tits. I was like, holy shit. And she was pretty fucking hot, you know. She was like 40, but.
They're fake then, right?
Oh yeah, but they were fucking, they were perfect. And we're like, who the fuck is this? So then I see her give Joe like a ticket, like give him like a VIP ticket or something. And it's fucking, it was like Dice's fucking chick. And not only is it his chick, it's the one that his son Max at all the open mics always makes fun of. He's like, I can't stand my stepmother. And it's, and I'm like, oh, this is the chick he's always making the fucking jokes about. It was fucking funny.
Are you sure it is? Because
yeah,
he had the one, their mother, the two kids' mother, then one after, remember when he had the reality show?
Yeah.
That chick, I forgot her
That's
name.
Her. I think this is the one.
No, because she wasn't like that hot.
Uh-oh.
She was like an old.
This chick was like a fucking porn star.
Yeah. I think this is like his third wife.
Oh, really? Okay.
Or maybe they're not married.
Oh.
Sorry, well, I don't mean to discredit the story, but I get
what you're saying. I think that's who he's talking about. But I've only talked to fucking Max like once or twice, but I see him outside the fucking thing. Me and Scott are walking, and he's by himself, like mid-slice of pizza out in front of the Egyptian. I just go, oh, Max! And he looks at me and just gives me this nod like, what am I supposed to do right now? He just kind of nodded at me. And I was like, that was fucking really uncomfortable. So,
sucks.
Yeah, it was terrible. Classic fucking Luke is a fucking awkward asshole moment. So fucking the legend comes in and his whole fucking Dice regalia. If you look at my Instagram, I got a fucking picture of him. But everyone in there is just like, oh, and they're just yelling lines from the fucking. The minute like he comes out and introduces it, and then he goes to sit down, and they turn all the lights down, and the whole theater just yelling, unbelievable! Everyone's just yelling all the fucking. It was so great. And then he yelled something. What the fuck did Dice? God damn it, he yelled something, because he was pretty close. He was, like, two rows behind me, but kind of way down, but still, like, close. I mean, he was only, like, fucking 15 yards away or something. So, everyone was yelling shit, which, like, that movie's so, there's so many, God, I forgot how, it's one of those, like, really, like, bad good movies. Like, there's so many bad fucking scenes, you're just like, oh, there's so many bad jokes in it, and, like,
you know what it is?
Horrible fucking lines, like, oh, my God.
Movies like that are, the way I put them is, like, could I show it to someone who's 20 years old and have them get it? And
oh, no.
Zero way.
No.
Because, number one, they wouldn't get Dice.
Yeah.
They wouldn't get any part. Like,
it's very much like a specific time and a place movie. It doesn't...
Well, what do you think? Like,
it's like Crush Groove or something.
Anybody under, like, 28 doesn't understand?
Probably not.
Wouldn't get it?
Probably not. There's still a handful of really funny fucking jokes and stuff in it, but overall, that fucking scene where he takes over from fucking... what's his name? Kyle Troy. Oh, I wanted to sink in my fucking chair. I was like, this is so terrible.
Oh, that should be Song of the Week. I bet you couldn't find that.
Maybe. It might be on the soundtrack.
Okay.
I'm going to be the one girl. Yeah.
I like that one. I like dude.
Nice.
So, okay. So what did Dice say? This is what I'm waiting on. Like, what did...
Was
it a Q&A?
Yeah.
Before and after?
He introduced it, and then they had like a fucking, probably a half hour Q&A after. So it was him, it was the moderator for the Egyptian, and then it was Dice, and it was the guy who, like, I didn't know, like, I guess they adapted the movie out of a comic that was in the fucking paper?
I just realized that when I was, like, looking stuff up the other day about it.
Yeah, it was the guy who, like, created the character, so he was kind of like a nobody. And then the actual screenwriter, who was, like, a pretty, like, animated guy, he was pretty funny. But, what was it? There was something, like, really interesting about it. What the fuck was... Oh, yeah, they were, like... So, like, the fucking gay, like, mafia was, like, they had, like, they were getting death threats and shit.
The gay mafia?
Yeah, like, all the fucking gays protested the fucking movie. Because, like, they shot that movie, and within, like, 3 months, that's when he got that huge, I don't know what he did or if it just happened all at once, but there's this huge, like, backlash. I think it was right after he got banned from MTV.
Oh.
And then everyone hated, they went fucking bananas and just hated him. And there was always protests in it because they said, like, made fun of gay people or something.
Did they all have...
And they said, like, the head of the studio was getting death threats and everything.
Did all the people who were, like, going to fight him, did they all only have one earring?
Make some half-off fag! Yeah, what else? There's a couple of, like, random, like, really, like, cool facts I never knew. I was like, holy shit.
All right, but
I asked a question in the Q&A. Wasn't Howard supposed to play Johnny Crunch, who Gilbert Gottfried plays, like, a shock jock? And it was written for Howard.
Yeah.
But,
Howard said that, but who knows if his story is that
That's accurate. Why I wanted to ask him. That's why I want to know, because I've heard Howard's side of it. And the writer said that, because the guy that made it, Rennie Harlan, who made, like, Die Hard 2 and fucking, Cliffhanger and
he was supposed to make, Alien 3 and made Ford Fairlane instead. Because he said,
really?
Yeah, you got to look. I don't know if it's in the trivia. But they said that this is when Howard was talking about the movie.
Uh-huh.
And he talked to Rennie Harlan like he had a, you know, audition.
Yeah.
And he's like, I was supposed to, you know, he's got some kind of weird accent.
He's from Finland.
He's like, you know, I'm supposed to make Alien 3. I turned it down for this because Dice be like the next big movie star.
They probably thought at the time. I mean, that's back when he was fucking selling out Madison Square Garden.
He was in shape and he was like, he's not a bad looking dude.
Yeah. But,
anyway, I fuck him.
So they said, I fucked them. They said, so like, he didn't know who the fuck Howard was, and like, they said he really wasn't a good actor, and he didn't like the audition. He was like, no, I don't want him. He's not an actor. And they're like, we wrote the fucking part for this guy. He's based on him. He's like, I don't care. I want someone else. So the director fucking refused. He wouldn't sign off. He didn't know who he was, and like, he just like didn't get him. I was like, holy shit, really? That fucking stinks.
That's what Dice said?
No, that's the writer. They both said that. I mean, Dice said the same thing. But
did Dice say anything else about Howard? Or?
No, that was it.
Do you remember when they had like their feud? And they had.
He's always has a feud with everyone.
And they had their feud like right after he was big, and before like he came back out. So I mean it was like a 15-year thing.
Yeah.
And he called like, they had this thing where like they had a camera on him like in L.A. on Dice, and then on the, you remember when they used to have it on E.
Yeah.
And Dice has this fucking hat on. Like I can't even explain what it looks like. It looks like Tretch would wear it from Naughty by Nature. It's like
I think I know the one you're talking
like
about.
Like a goof hat that you buy like at Venice Beach or carnival. But he was wearing it like for real.
He's got that, for his IMDb picture is from like 1992 and I think he's got that hat on. These fucking hats.
Paul Reiser.
Oh, I should ask him about Paul Reiser. God, fuck.
You should be like, why does Paul Reiser always talk about hats? Yeah. You see what he says?
Yeah. This one.
Who brings up, I mean, I'm telling you, it was probably 6 years ago that he talked to Dice. On Howard?
Yeah.
And Dice brings up Paul Reiser. Who even thought of Paul Reiser since 1993? I mean, who gives a shit about Paul Reiser and his fucking hats?
Yeah.
Sorry.
This one dude stood up.
Sorry, doggy.
And just started yelling fucking Donnie Brasco dialogue to Dice. And he's just kind of like looking around. He's like, all right, what do you want from me? It was all quiet. He just goes, he just starts laughing at him. He's like, oh, he's doing Donnie Brasco. He's like, I like this guy. And he just kept doing it. He's like, I die with you, Donnie. And then Dice, I think he yelled like one fucking line back. He's like, all right, sit down. But the best part was like the writer guy was, he talked a lot. He cut the fucking legend off a couple times. And then he'd be like, isn't that what happened, Dice? And then Dice would just fucking stare at him and not say anything. And like, it got the biggest laughs of anything. Like just when he was, I'm like, the guy's not even saying anything and he's fucking funny. Like just the silence was like fucking, it was so like smart. He's like, oh, what do you want me to say about that? You explained it. Like, what am I supposed to say?
Dude, how aren't you cold, doggy?
I feel good.
Fuck, man.
I exude freakish amounts of heat. I got an extra power.
Nice.
That's why I'm the fucking, they call him the cuddler. And that's why fucking girls love laying around and cuddling.
Yeah, but
then they probably fall asleep on me.
Not during the summer months. If you're warm.
No, even then. That's why you crank up the air conditioning, you put the fucking fan on. You go this way to 7-Eleven, doggy.
I know, we're in cut through, dickweed.
Isn't it right here?
No, stupid.
Oh, all right.
Didn't mean to call you stupid.
Well, sorry, fucking Lord of Valley Village.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call you stupid. Look at this. This is a cool-looking car.
Yeah, it's great. It looks like a fucking, like, post-apocalyptic mobile. Like, let's go fucking kill some zombies. I think that's it. I never say things like this, but I swear I'm missing a fucking chunk of the story. But, fucking, yeah, me and Scotty went. It was fun. It was pretty cool.
Fuck, man, that sounds like fun. Just to see
him. It is rad. It's great. It's always fucking good to see that dude. It's just the fucking energy when he walks in a room. It's just like, that guy's a fucking, like, icon. It's like fucking, it's like not like Michael Jackson, but just like, you know, he's like a fucking, everyone knows that guy.
Yeah, but, all right, I'm trying to think, like, comedy-wise, another dude who, like, had such a short run, but is such a big star.
No, I mean, he kept going. He still did. He disappeared for a while, but he came back and did fucking tours.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Dane Cook, that's a good example.
Yeah.
Like, supposedly, he just got famous from Facebook.
No, it was MySpace.
MySpace, sorry. Yeah. I'm, like, telling you guys a story, like, you don't know it. But, like, later on, after he, like, shot movies and stuff, like, he went to do stand-up, and he was, like, terrible. Because he wasn't even that good.
Yeah.
He just got it, like...
He's got overexposed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it. I think I already talked about this. If I did, I'm sorry. Now they got fucking, they got Fitzsimmons and Rogan as regulars at the Comedy Store, and it's like, the Laugh Factory has nobody. I don't even see Kirk. For a little while, they had Kirk going there, but like, they have Kevin Nealon once in a while.
Before or after you guys are going to
And
date.
Fucking Jamie.
Jamie.
Sorry, Jamie Masada owns the fucking place. What the fuck did we just say? The fucking guy just Dane Cook. That's it.
Oh.
Look, I mean, there's never not a sign. It's like I think the guy lives there. It's just all the advertising they have is just there's Dane Cook's name is on the building like 50 fucking times. They have no one there.
I guess he's not good at stand up.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like that place sucks, and like that's their only fucking like claim to fame is they have Dane Cook there like every fucking day. He's like a carrot top in a Vegas hotel. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, fuck that place. Anyway, damn, so Mr. Beasley got a big trip tomorrow, buddy.
No, I leave on Wednesday, doggy.
Oh.
Well, probably when people are listening to this, I'll be in the air, guys.
Hopefully you never come down.
Come on, bud.
No, I meant like a Lost. Oh. You go to an alternate dimension. Well, you'll be alive, and there's a lot of
fucking
bitches.
Is that what happened on that show? I never watch it.
Something like that. I mean, yeah.
It was an alternate dimension?
Some shit like that. I don't know.
Have to watch it, no.
I don't know! So, wait, you're not leaving until Wednesday?
Like, Wednesday at, like, 5 a.m.
Oh, you're telling me you couldn't come to he tried to not come to the show on Saturday after work because he had to pack. You're not leaving until Wednesday.
Yeah, and I packed last night at 1 a.m.
Okay, like, you still had 48 hours, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah, I know, but I'm doing the podcast and I gotta work tomorrow. What the fuck? What do you want so weird. Doggy?
What time do you work?
I gotta do a
double. You're a fucking weirdo. All right. Anyways, so wait, now you're going to Florida, right? Yeah. And you don't want to go.
Well.
Because you wanted to, and now you're like, no, I know.
I wanted to go, like, when I, like I said, I had, like, just, I wanted to get out of here for a little while. Like, yeah. that kind of a feel, you know, I'm sure you have it sometimes. But you just want to get, you're just like, I gotta get the fuck away from everything for, like, a couple days.
Yeah.
And when I'm, you know, at the time in September, October, I had that thought in my head. I was thinking, like, you know, next week would have been nice. But my parents planned the trip for this week, I guess because it's closer to Christmas. And so now it's like...
But still not quite. I love that, too. I'm like, you couldn't just make it Christmas?
I chose that. Stupid. I got too much shit at work during Christmas.
Yeah.
So that's why this is like a perfect week for me to go. So I still got to do work when I'm there anyways, but...
Yeah.
What are you going to do, man? You know, when you're like a fucking master of industry like me.
I know, but I got the same thing, but I can't. I got no one else to fucking replace me.
Dude, we're pretty important guys.
We are. Good thing we get paid like such.
I mean, dude, we're important guys. We're hot guys. We should just be scoring poon left and right.
Yeah.
We could probably go back 100 episodes. Well, you'd say yeah. But do you think that you're really getting to, like, I need a girlfriend mode for yourself?
Am I getting a girlfriend?
Yeah, are you getting into that? Like, I really need a girlfriend.
No, okay. I am a broken man. I'm just I don't care anymore. It's been beaten out of me like fucking 12 years a slave. It's just like no, all hope is lost.
Just from having bad dates.
Just from everything. Just the cultural climate here. The women. Okay. My fucking age, the age disparity that's happening. I'm just out of touch, and I'm just forget it. And not on top of that, I'm too busy. All I ever think about is like. Even if I'm not doing it, that night I'll be like, "Oh, I can't go on a fucking date because now I won't be able to go fucking do like a mic, you know." Mm. But even though I probably wouldn't have went anyways, but it's just now I beat myself up for that because then I'll be like, "Oh, if I did decide to get up my ass and go and do one, I'd be like, oh, well, I can't now because I have a date." So now there's that on top of everything else. I feel even less compelled.
That sucks.
Yep.
Maybe that's just like a temporary thing.
No, it's been a while. It's been at least fucking 6 months.
You go up like 2 or 3 times a week. I mean, you got 4 or 5 more days to like take a check out. I mean, it's like you're going to do something every day.
Yeah, but it's not. Sometimes there's weeks where I got shit. Like this, like last week I hit that fucking screening of the Weird Fellow screening and then Dice the next night. That's already 2 nights down. I went fucking this week 0 for fucking 3, dude. I went 3 times and didn't get up. That sucks. I was so bummed. I was fucking so ready to go. I was so excited. Like, I wasn't nervous at all. I'm like, I'm going to fucking crush this shit. Fuck, it sucked.
That does suck, man. I had to go to one of them, too.
You said it, man. We drove all the way there on Saturday. What a waste. Bummer.
Well, you did it twice on Saturday.
2 fucking times in one day and get up. I sat there for an hour and a half, and then I was just like, I probably ate like a pound and a half of fucking meat at Tree Man's house. It was ridiculous. We cooked all this meat, and I was just like, I didn't get, like, shitty, like, crazy drunk, but I drank enough where I was just like, I'm drunk, I'm tired, I'm full, and I'm fucking, I'm bummed that I still have not already been calling an hour and a half, and there's only a half hour left in this mic. Like, fuck this. I just want to go home. I wasn't even excited anymore that this stinks.
Come on, sky already. The guy took so long to drive down the street. Fuck that guy.
Sorry, man.
It's screening on Wednesday, though. I get in for free. I had, like, a guest pass.
That's right. Yeah, we screened the newest, we went to this little Mexican joint. It's pretty big. It's like a bar restaurant over in Silver Lake, and we screened Chris's Lawnmowers.
The place is actually fucking awesome.
Yeah, the actual physical building is cool. You go, like, go down into the... It's like fucking Jabba's Palace. It's fucking red.
It is, but the service was dog shit.
It was... The food's terrible. Yeah. Service was fucking worse.
Whatever shit I had wasn't bad, but I fucking shit my brains out the next day.
It looked like it came out of a fucking microwave. It looked terrible. I was like, yuck. And then I read all the Yelp reviews, and everyone said the same thing. Food horrible. Cold. Looked like it came out of a microwave. Looked like it was a day old. Everybody.
Yeah. You really can't be, like, a Mexican place and have shitty food.
Yeah.
Especially out here.
Yeah. But I had to fucking, I drank like every night this fucking week. Just fucking ridiculous. I mean, of last week anyway.
That's it, guys. Luke is not drinking till Christmas.
Yeah, I'm done with Christmas. But I had to give up and give, I wasn't going to drink them. I was just going to have like one. And then I found out that you had to go up and give a fucking speech before the thing. So I wasn't like scared, but I was like, I wanted to like be relaxed. So I just started fucking slamming goddamn drinks. And
tell them about the bartender.
I go in, I get there before everybody because I have to, you know, I have to show my DVD. And I walk up and it's like a Mexican guy or whatever. He's probably like my age. And this is a margarita bar. It doesn't get any more like Mexican than this place. And I was like, hey man, can I get a blended margarita? No man, we don't make blended. We don't make blended. We only make on the rocks. And I was like.
You guys right. Luke, he's like,
he was so like I had been bothering this guy all night. No one was in there. There's like five people in the building.
The guy's ready to take off. He was flapping his arms so hard.
Yeah, and I'm like, all right, man, can I get a Jimmy? He's like, we don't have Jim Beam, man. We have Jack Daniels. I'd make you a Jack Daniels and call. No, I was like, all right, dude. It was Maker's Mark.
Maker's Mark.
Like, no man, we have Maker's Mark. And I was like, all right. It was like fucking $11, cocksucker. But okay. So ours. I've never been to this thing.
Well, I would say the two they showed before Luke's. Luke's was right in the middle. There's five.
Yeah, we had a perfect slot.
Yeah,
and there's an intermission, and everyone left during the fucking intermission.
And there's no other comedies. They're all, I guess that one chick one kind of was.
The first, that was after mine. The two before mine.
I'm saying that there was another kind of comedic one.
Yeah, but not before mine. There was, what, two?
I get it. I'm just saying in general.
All right, but this was important because this one isn't that funny. Like this skit just kind of stinks. It's just I'd call it a B-side deep cut of Weird Fellas. But
I don't know, man. I watched it again and it's starting to. It's almost like a Life is Terrible.
Yeah.
It kind of. It's not.
I'd call it a dark thriller comedy.
It's not really.
A guy gets killed.
You know, it's not a thigh slapper, but it's all right.
Yeah. But the two that played before were like 10 minutes long. Like super pretentious. It was like a fucking. They were both
dystopia.
Like
dystopia.
They were both like cologne commercials, and they had like opera on the soundtrack. And
no,
like,
no. The first one stole my fucking Black Trans Am idea of like going from script to screen, which it's been done a million times.
Yeah.
But it was like it was obviously a female writer, director, like a whole female team, and it's like all in black and white, and they're superheroes like beating people up. Then they go like to like the luncheon, and it was the most obnoxious guy they've ever cast as that fucking. That crazy guy, the agent they're talking to.
I can't even
remember. He's always like vibrators, dildos. He's got like a cigar. The guy sucks.
Oh yeah,
it was
these
really
things.
Bad.
They went on and on. They were like 10 fucking minutes long. It was like, holy shit. They didn't. We're going to 7-Eleven. Hang on.
Yeah.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, but that one was. Okay, I mean, like, they try to be cutesy or creative or something.
I'll say they were well shot.
Did you ever get this Power Crush?
No.
It's not bad.
Is it all, like, chalky inside? I need a fucking bro. I'm getting a protein bar.
It is.
I'm getting the fucking killer, dude. This is my fucking... This is my jam.
Where's
right
my
here.
Killer tape at?
I sent it to RJ today.
Oh, man.
Not now, man.
Diet Dr. Pepper, though.
I want a juice or something. What should I get? Should I get one?
What, a juice?
Yeah.
Like a beverage?
No, like a fucking...
Do you have those margaritas, though?
No. I'm not drinking
a
Christmas.
You got a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
They're so expensive. $3.50 for these fucking things.
Oh, that's good stuff, doggy.
That was good. No strawberry good banana.
Hat. Pure fruit.
All right.
Should we get batteries?
Let me see. Where are we at?
I'm at one.
I think I'll make it on mine. I don't know. Do you think
I'm only at one. I know.
That's fucking gay. Did I have any left?
Nah. Should I skip some?
Yeah.
I wonder what the price of these are for 8 of them.
You know, they say 8 is enough. Yuck. Oh, my Lord.
I gotta get something to eat, doggy.
Get something, dog. Hey. Good.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Here, hold up. I'm connected. Hey, I'll put it for
a phone. Here comes the music.
Are you guys talking?
Take my picture. I have a photo about it.
Luke's taking a picture of these guys.
Yeah, everybody, dude's attention, please.
Dude's got the mic and Luke is taking a picture.
Yeah, photo get taken. I lagged with the agiti. Aogi maa chala jadon dekhai. Kai de jadon di hundi whatever.
I hope this better be the episode pick. give me
Looking good radio. 7-Eleven.
North Hollywood.
Oh, my man.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, man.
That's how you.
Yeah, don't forget this. Thanks. I don't know what happened to it. The guy took my mic and then kind of put... Oh, he was taking a picture with it. That's what happened.
Hello. How are you?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Good. No, Brandon's checking out.
Nah.
Alright. That was like a scene out of Three Kings. Michael Jackson, pop king of sick fucking country.
There you go.
Let's see how this drink tastes, doggies. You know, all these kind of taste the same. These naked drinks.
All right, guys.
I got strawberry brandy, and it tastes just like berry good or whatever the fuck. That was weird.
Did you already eat that thing?
Oh. That's what he said. How much were those batteries?
$6.
Yeah, that's not too bad. I gotta give you money for that fucking young propane tank, right?
Yeah. And you owe me $10, too.
Oh, that's right. And Frank, you owe me $20. That was a little, bring out the dead. All right, so anyways, back to the lecture at hand.
Man.
It's almost over. But,
you should have got a picture of those guys.
I know, I should have. I thought you were. I couldn't tell what's going on because he grabbed my mic.
That makes total sense.
Oh, you didn't do it. You stink.
That's right, I need headphones.
Oh, good Lord. You need headphones to take a picture?
I just wasn't thinking about it, and you would have said it, and then I was on the other side of the store.
So...
These are delicious.
So we got more laughs than we should have, and I was like, wow, this did pretty good. But, like, that was the coolest feeling, because I never get to do, like, no one cares about anything I do or, like, comes to see us. So to have, like, a whole fucking room of 150 people... I was like, this is fucking cool. And then when you guys were out smoking, there was like a line of people to talk to me. There was like 3 fucking people. And they're like, oh, man. They were asking us all about, you know, all the stuff. It was fucking rad. I was like, well, shit. People care. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It was kind of nice. I felt like a fucking rock star for like a half a second.
Then they had a drawing for like free drinks and stuff. And like Flam, Shervin, and Luke all won.
And Nervous Mark came.
So he won like 3 free drinks. And he goes to the bar, he's like, well, I'll get you one of your Bitburgers, a good German beer. I said, all right. Come back. And, like, the last one goes on. And Luke's like, yo, let's bounce, dude. This guy never took my car. Let's get out of here.
The service was horrendous. I mean, it ended in, like, no one had their checks. And it was just a fucking pandemonium in there.
That's, remember, I asked for my check, like, halfway through.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want, and I ordered, because they ordered 2 NA beers up front. So I'm like, this guy's going to take forever.
Yeah. It was none of the servers fucking spoke English. It was kind of like I'm doing right now. But, you gonna take a piss at your classic dumpster, dude?
Of course. I don't even know that I have to piss, but now I have to because we're walking by it.
Yeah. It's like some Pavlov shit. Oh, yeah, so let me go. Now I'm fucking hammered. So I had another drink. I had like 3 Maker's Mark and Cokes and like something else. Then we go to fucking the bowling alley after. This is Wednesday night. I gotta work the next day. And Big Dave, the bartender, makes me a fucking strong ass drink. Dude, I was fucking out after that. I was so fucking drunk. I was like, couldn't like walk straight. I woke up for work the next day. I was still drunk when I woke up. I didn't go to bed till like 1 o'clock in the morning. I got up at 5. I was fucking still drunk.
You're missing a glaring part of this story.
I knew it. I'm so bad at this. What?
Well, Luke was so drunk, he locked his keys in his car.
Oh, that's right, I did.
Okay, so as we leave at like 12:50, we have to wait another half an hour for AAA to come so Luke can get the keys out of the car.
You know who saved this? Hey, dude, Mike. I never locked Mike into my car. Never. I can't believe I did that.
Well, I caught on to something that night because, yeah, you were fucking super annoying. You were like jumping on your car and punching the windshield and stuff.
Yeah, I was wound up. I had good energy because, like, something went right.
I noticed you get... I wonder if it was whiskey now I'm thinking about, because all you had was whiskey, right?
I think so.
Like, Luke becomes a bully on whiskey. You're like a Mark Bukowicki.
Really? Why would I do?
You don't stop pushing me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't do it all the time, though, do I?
You do it, like, once a month. So, well...
I get pushy. I get very physical. Mm-hmm. But not, like, nasty. I'm, like, fucking around and shit, right?
Yeah, but I don't think you realize, like, what a big guy you are. So, like, you know, me, if you were wasting, I was wasting, I go to push you, I'm not going to move you. But Luke doesn't realize, like, I'm a big pussy, and he, like, throws me around, and I'm like, all right, dude. Do I really? But you don't do it to anybody else. You don't do it to, like, Scott, you would, but, like, Mike's just standing there watching you just, like, push me around the parking lot, and I'm like, all right, dude.
Yeah, but Mike's not, like, Mike's not a pushy guy, though. He's, like, real skinny. I can push you, and you're not going to go flying.
I know, but again, I think you're putting some eight plates into it. Let's just say that.
You don't realize how hard you're doing something.
You're really trying to round me up. I'm like, dude, knock it off.
No, I didn't know. Sorry.
That's what I'm saying is, you once a month, that's a lot. Let's say every tenth time you drink, you get like that.
I don't get that drunk though anymore. Most of the time.
So out of 10 times, one of those times you're gonna get drunk. I'm saying it might be whiskey or just some kind of hard liquor. Well, you don't really drink beer or anything, but yeah, I was like, what the fuck, man? Knock it off. I wonder that's like a weird thing you got.
It is, yeah. I didn't even fucking know. I know I get grabbed in physical, because I'll like grab Scott and like shake him and shit, but oh, it is conveniently placed garbage can. There's probably a fucking body in here.
You do this thing where you walk by, like, stand up pinch, you walk in, you'll go, well, you'll grab me as hard as you can by the fucking, like, neck. Huh. And you'll be like, well, what's going on? You'll say some shit, like, in his weird voice. Like, I don't know, man. Like, what's going on? And again, another one of my favorite classic Luke things. Not saying when you're wasted, but... Who was I telling? I was telling Truman and Amira when we were at the comedy place. Like, they're all waiting. They're like, oh, what's Luke doing? I go, dude, you got 5 more minutes till he gets out of that car. He's got all kinds of shit going on. Like, when you come home, like, Luke will drop me off at the door, and he'll go in the back to park, and I'll leave the door open thinking, like, he's going to walk in the next 30 seconds. I'll, like, sit down or something. It's, like, 10 minutes later, fucking guy's just in his car.
As you know. Yeah. I'm, like, tweeting shit.
It was another one of those times. We go to the bowling alley. It was, like, fucking 11 o'clock, 11:15, like, oh, it's not going to be open that much later. And I'm sitting there talking to Mike and shit. I realized, dude, I'm like, where the fuck is Luke? It's been like 25 minutes. You're still in your car.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know
the fuck. I was texting somebody or something. I forgot.
That's funny as shit.
Yeah. I'm weird like that. This is pretty fucking good.
That's all
actually, now that I'm tasting it more, it's strawberry banana.
Let me see the light.
Strawberry banana.
Ooh, that's not bad on calories, doggy.
Yeah. I just worked
22
out.
Strawberries, one banana, one apple, and some orange. Nice.
Fuck yeah.
That's good, but
going right the old fucking tum-tum.
A lot of berries.
A lot of MCs came to my showdown.
A lot of berries, if you...
get your fucking ass low.
They don't
down.
Like the sweets, like the candy, and should you buy the strawberry flavor or whatever. They really taste like that. They're a lot bitter. They're like blueberries, blackberries, raspberries,
strawberries. Chuck berries.
Hollyberries. Hollyberry. Hallelujah.
Lula.
They have a Beast. Bitter taste. I wonder where they come... Like, where they come up with, like, flavor... Like, French vanilla. Is there really... Is it because it's from France, or is it just, like, that flavor?
Yeah.
I mean, where do they come up with this shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's the flavor maker is what I want to know.
Probably some fucking Jew.
I'm going to grow this... You know what? That's a term I've always hated my whole life. When people grow, like, this little piece up by their lip, and they call it a flavor saver. Oh, that's always bothered me.
I thought they called that a mustache, and it was from an old Simpsons episode.
No, this right here.
I said the flavor saver.
No, not the mustache. Said. The piece under your lip.
I know, motherfucker. Yeah, I know, motherfucker. Watch out, bro. I wasn't walking out the street.
Fuck this car. Come on. Don't die on air.
Yesterday, I saw two movies. I saw Nightcrawler.
Wait, is that it? Yeah.
And I saw The Babadook. It's a new... No one's heard of this fucking movie.
Babadook?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Actually, yeah, it's more seeing Bobek walk in is more terrifying than this movie was.
I have no clue. Where do you even hear about it?
Like Reddit and stuff. And I saw it on Rotten Tomatoes. It's getting a huge buzz because everyone's saying it's like this fucking really scary movie. It's not this like the children's book that the movie's like based on is fucking really creepy. Like the illustrations in it was fucking awesome. But like they don't do anything. Like they get this book and the kid's telling the mom that like this monster in this book's gonna come get him. And that's like the whole movie. And like the trailer's really fucking sick. I mean, watch the trailer, it's fucking terrifying. And then fucking, it's 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. And then, William Friedkin, who made The Exorcist, said it's one of the scariest movies he's ever seen in his life. Okay, so that's got some, like, shit going for it, right? Fucking, it was so... It's from Australia. And, like, besides Mad Max, I've never seen a movie from Australia. They're fucking terrible. Their cinema sucks. They're so bad. Everyone went nuts about the Animal Kingdom movie.
That's not what Elliot Wilcox says.
I don't know, yeah. Elliot, fucking tell me a good fucking... Ah, you know what? The Proposition was Australian. That was great. That was a really good movie. John Hillcoat. All right, I'll give him that.
Anyways, was it Australian or was it just filmed in Australia?
I think it was. I think he's Australian, I think. Okay. I could be wrong on that, but I think he's... Anyway, it sucked. It wasn't fucking scary. It was a fucking huge waste of time. I was really bummed because I thought it was going to be fucking great.
Took the slob.
Man, I never saw her wear glasses before. She looks fucking cute in glasses. I was like, God
damn. Glasses? I didn't see her glasses.
She did, yeah. She had glasses on.
Bitch.
Yeah. But then before that, I saw Nightcrawler, which is like, I wasn't going to see because the trailer was fucking so bad. And just the whole premise seemed really stupid. I'm like, I don't care.
This is like the year you're doing that, actually, like in the movie.
I'm always good for at least one of those, but.
You had a couple this year. Wasn't it Fury?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah. And. Not Birdman, Whiplash? Or did you want to go see it?
No, I want to see Whiplash. Okay. But yeah, Nightcrawler was such a brandy script.
But I got to see his fucking movie now just because you say that.
What they can't tell you in this stupid trailer is that, like, what a creepy, like, you know, he reminded me of Casey Affleck and Jesse James. That how he affected that fucking character.
Well, I've never seen that.
You fucking asshole.
Sorry.
All right, any gentlemen out there who have seen this movie... I can't believe Brandon's ever seen this, but...
A lot of lights, dog.
I thought you loved fucking Brad Pitt, dude. That's a guy.
Yeah, I know. That's probably the only movie I haven't seen.
What the fuck? Watch the shit out of it.
Anyways,
yeah, fuck yeah.
I thought it was like 4 hours long or some shit.
No, it's like 2.5, but it goes by quick. It's fucking great.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight. You want to watch it and cuddle?
No. I gotta get up and fucking work at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Whatever, hurt ass.
It was a very good L.A. movie. They shot the whole thing. Like that 7-Eleven we were just in.
Oh, you're talking about...
The climax of the movie takes place, like, outside that goddamn 7-Eleven we were just at. It's right fucking there. It's awesome.
Jake Gyllenhaal. That's who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was such a creepy, like... Like, within, like, 5 minutes, I'm like, oh, I fucking love this guy. It was such a weird... He was very, almost, like, Striker-ish. The way he, like, conducted himself.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta go see this fucking movie.
Dude, it was fucking great. Like, it was, like, within 40 seconds, I'm like, I'm gonna like this movie. I have a weird thing like that. I get that all the time. But, the coolest thing is, like, I never even notice a score. I just never, like, you know, unless it's something really odd. But, like, they made all these fucking weirdest choices. Like, he'd be doing something, like so reprehensible and awful, and it would have this, like, really nice, like inspiring score playing. I was like, what the fuck? It was, like, making me laugh. Oh, he's, like, moving bodies around and shit, and he's, like, playing this really nice music. And then I read after on the IMDb thing that he said that he scored it like that because he thought it was the music the guy would be hearing in his own head. Because he's, like, all, like, he's, like, really narcissistic and shit.
It was
like,
don't tell me anymore, because I'm
It's fucking great, dude. It's really, I love it.
That guy, like, don't spoil it for me, but it sounds like nothing what I pictured, so let me just go, like, thinking that.
Yeah. But yeah, it was cool. There's a lot of... It was fun. I loved it.
My fucking dad, you know, when I go down there, he's like, well, maybe we'll go see a movie or something. I'm thinking, it's like, well, fuck, I already saw the comedies that are out. And then I'm thinking of what they'd be showing there. He's like, oh, I saw Interstellar today. I'm like, oh, well, that's a waste of time. You know?
Yeah, about 3 hours. It's like 2 hours and 40 fucking minutes.
He's not even a big film guy. He's like, yeah, it kind of sucked. He's like, Brandon, it kind of sucked. There's no niggers in it.
My God.
He said, like, he said some of the special effects were really good.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No. Oh. I'm not going to see that. It looks fucking terrible.
I mean, you never know.
I do know. I'm done with Chris Nolan. I retire from him.
Why?
Because he's a pretentious asshole. Well, he sucks.
What movie of his so far didn't you like?
Inception, Batman 3. Okay, it's already right. And I can already see the direction he's going in.
Inception's pretty good, man.
It's impressive technically. It's as far as a movie, I don't give a shit about it.
Oh, I thought it was such a fucking cool idea, man.
It is a cool idea. I don't.
You don't like the way it was done?
Yeah, I just he doesn't. I just didn't buy it. None of the characters came to life, man. I didn't give a shit.
But you wouldn't say like you hate it, like how I fucking hate. Like,
I don't hate it. But I don't care for it. I'm not sitting through another fucking 3 hour over of his, and all the fucking reviews said the same thing, and I'm like, no.
What direction is he heading? Because I don't see this.
Just his head up his ass, where he doesn't give a fuck really about the viewers anymore. It's all about like, how much can I cram into this fucking movie? Like, what new and fucking giant epic? And he can't just make a regular movie anymore. It's got to be this. Keep outdoing himself with these fucking spectacles.
I bet watch and see. I bet like his
I don't
next.
Care.
I bet his next one's like go back to the grassroots, and he makes like a real low budget film.
I just don't.
Unless he's just making a payday. Maybe
his movies are
payday,
too
dude.
Fucking. They're too cold and they're too detached.
I think even
there's
with
no there's no humor in them. Nothing.
With the first Batman, I bet he wasn't making that much money per film, and then by the third one, he's probably making fucking 20-30 mil a film, and then that's why he's just making bank right now, dude. Make these movies, make a couple hundred.
No, he's not
million
making dollars. He's not making a fucking Adam Sandler movie. This is a deep like. This isn't a crowd pleaser. He's not doing it for the money.
No. Yeah, but those movies make a ton of money. Inception made a shit house full of money.
Yeah, but I know, but it's a difference between doing exactly what you want to do and it being successful and like just doing something for a fucking paycheck. You know what I mean?
Well, okay. So you're on the other side. You're saying that no, he's not doing it for the money.
No, he's doing it because he wants to. Because he likes it.
That's recycling.
They just happen to make good money. That's why I'll give him that. At least he's a fucking like. You know, he's not doing that. Well, I can't even say that. I was going to say he's not doing superhero sequels and shit. What he did.
Oh, really? That is what he did, yeah.
But Inherent Vice is coming out. I could live the rest of my life and not see that new Paul Thomas Anderson. I don't care.
I didn't see a trailer.
I don't fucking give a shit. The trailer's not that bad. I can't stand Joaquin Phoenix. I already read most of the reviews and they all say the same thing. I'm like, this is exactly what I was hoping I didn't read. I think I can't sit through. This is another one. It's almost 3 hours long. 2 hours and fucking 40 minutes for this thing. Of Joaquin Phoenix acting like a fucking stone jerk off. No. No thank you.
You think he's going to make that face and that the hands behind the back thing from the master?
Yeah, probably. Faggot. Just go. Everyone go see Whiplash, you fucking assholes. Everyone that hasn't fucking seen it, fuck yourself. Because it's like best movie in years.
What pairing pisses you off more? The Paul Thomas Anderson, Joaquin Phoenix, or DiCaprio and Scorsese?
DiCaprio, Scorsese, please. It ruined a decade of his fucking... Or it didn't ruin it, but this is my least favorite and least engaging decade of his life.
Out of the movies that DiCaprio is in of his, you like The Departed the most?
Yeah, because he's in it. At least it's a fucking ensemble cast.
Yeah. I watch Gangs of New York again, and I'm like... You're right. I don't fucking buy this guy.
He's so miscast in it.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
It's ridiculous.
It's an okay movie. It's a cool idea and everything.
And the Aviator could have been fucking great, but it's like he doesn't. He looks like he's 12 in the whole thing. He has no like gravitas to me. Like he doesn't have any screen. I just don't like him. I don't. He does nothing for me. He's like it's the same thing with fucking Bradley Cooper. It's another guy. I don't give a shit. Sorry, Luke's movie minute.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
I had some metrosexual stuff this week, doggy.
Oh, yeah?
No, we don't need to stay here, though. Well, no, you even said like, I went for that young pedicure.
Yeah.
And because I don't think it's ingrown toenails, but I don't know what the fuck is going on. We're like, I don't know if it was my sneakers or what. But of both feet, like the big toe, the ones that face inward.
Wiggle your big toe.
It was like just sore when I walked. Like almost like painful. I'm like, fuck this, man. And like the last time I cut my nails, I'm like, son of a bitch, I want to get a pedicure. Because they like, you never had one, I assume, right?
Fuck no.
All right, you should go, doggy. It'll change your
I'd rather go get a massage or something. I'm not going to bother with my goddamn feet.
Well, if you don't have a problem, but if you had a problem, wouldn't you have it looked at?
Like, yeah, if I had a problem, yeah.
Okay.
No fucking problem.
You like, fuck.
What the fuck?
Anyways,
bad bitches.
Got that done. And then today, again, this is just Luke kind of a. Alluded to it how like with me packing like a couple days in advance I for some reason this time maybe it's because I'm so, like normally like if I'm every day I'm like had some drinks in me I'm just like oh fuck it I'll wait till tomorrow or whatever but now I'm like I said like I'm more conscious of conscious and stuff of things. I'm like, my head's all, I gotta get this done. I gotta fucking get food for Cedric.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I can tell. That's totally your fucking thing.
Yeah, I'm like, God, because normally I'm bad, but being sober is even fucking worse. Because then I like, you know, I do it like even more. And I'm like, well, I gotta go tanning and get a haircut before I go to Florida. And I do laundry and I gotta pack. And this is like on Saturday.
I was like,
if I put all these things together, they might take me an hour and a half, 2 hours. Okay?
Yeah.
Depending on how long the haircut takes. And I have 72 hours to do it. And I'm like fucking bugging out about it. We'll get everything done. And today I'm sitting at work and I'm like, all right, I'll go tanning tonight. And then tomorrow I'll get my haircut. And then I don't have to worry about it. I don't know why. Who cares? Tanning takes 10 minutes. It's gay that I'm even talking about this, but tanning takes, if I go in the booth, 8 minutes, in the bed, 12 minutes. Okay, that's not that long. So I get out of work, and I'm like trying to rush out of work. It was like a private party, and I probably could have stayed, and the guy would have like tipped me $40. So I'm like, all right, I got to hurry up, because we're doing the podcast at 10.
Well, Froggy wouldn't got it.
I'm like, oh, he wasn't there today. It was Bruce, that little fag. And he's becoming a big fan of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a quick Bruce story in a minute.
All right. I'll go back to it. Anyways, so I have been trimming my beard. Like, I like to call it sexy stubble that I've been trying to keep it at. But I let it go for, like, 2-3 weeks now. So it's getting long, and I'm like, fuck. If I go tanning and then I trim my beard, maybe it'll be like a line and it'll look stupid. Like, my, you know what I mean? It won't go through the hair.
God,
so you can ask Luke. I get home at 9, and I just run in the bathroom and, like, trim up my beard and then bounce out to go tanning. And the fucking place had a wait. I'm like, okay, dude, never
mind. Was there any hot babes in there?
No, it was just that fucking arm guy with that hat.
Oh.
Shit, I wish you would have went. He's sitting
there. Get a picture of him.
Yeah. All right, next time. Well, him and the little guy who works there. You got to see that guy. That guy rules. He reminds me of, I can picture the guy I'm thinking of. Do you remember that fucked up guy I said, like, when Scott
had this fucked up guy stay in business?
That guy with the, from the He-Man movie that I said Scott looks like when he grows his beard out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That fucking shitty character they made
he's
up for the movie.
He's like that guy, but picture him like tan with a white mustache, okay? That's like the worst analogy ever. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so the Armenian guy with the hat on that's like 13% on his head. Like, I don't know how it stays up without him having like double-sided tape on it. He's sitting in like, they have like an armchair. They have like four of them in the waiting room. And he's like slouched down with the stupid hat and his leg up. On like the chair, the side of the chair, with like sweatpants. I was like, "Yeah." I'm like, he goes, "Yeah, type your name in." And he's like, "It's like a 10-minute, 15-minute wait though." I'm like, "All right, I'll come back tomorrow." He's like, "All right." And he goes back onto his phone.
They already spent the money. Now, this place sounds like a shit show. All right, how do we get back?
Why, you cold?
Yeah, I mean, we're at like an hour. This is where they go. It's Laurel Terrace. Laurel Terrace and Woodset.
We'll go here and then we'll go down the side street. All
right.
Anyways, so I didn't end up doing any of it. But I don't know what the fuck goes on in my mind that I have to like...
You almost have like an obsessive compulsive kind of thing to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Like I like scheduling and stuff like that.
Yeah. But you get so like dialed into it, it's almost fucking creepy. It's like, oh my God, but just fucking relax.
I know. And I didn't end up packing, so see, I get like that, but then I gotta like take a step back and be like, just fucking settle down. Yeah. You know? You gotta do that sometimes, doggy. You know,
that's part of my thing.
Oh, wait, Wilcox. I hope he, I sent him some advice, man.
Happy Boxing Day.
So what's up? Hi, happy Boxing Day, dude. Looks like you had a nice golf bag there. I saw like on Instagram.
And, we have an Australian fan. It's so funny.
He was interested in the whole chanting thing I do. So I sent him a link.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
So hopefully it'll help some. You think he is about 28?
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, from his pictures, he's married, right?
I think so. I don't know, dude.
I hope his wife knows she's got a plan for life.
That's no bullshit.
All right.
Or life.
You said you, a turn of events. Luke shit his pants at Costco.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so.
So this is like a total, I love that, because that's like a.
I had this thing.
I love to.
I had this thing last week where, I think it started like Sunday morning, but for like 2 or 3 fucking days, I had this like pressure in my fucking head. It was.
I don't think this is so weird. It's related. I love this story.
It felt like somebody had my head in like a suction cup or something. It was just like squeezing it, feeding me, and it was
Did you have it in your ears?
No, it was just like a weird like it wasn't like really painful. It was just annoying. It was just like pressure.
Annoying.
Yeah, and I was like, this. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? I kept taking it. It wouldn't go away. And then when I would work out, I'd get real fucking like lightheaded and shit. So I was like, something's fucking going on here.
This is week after you had an accident.
No, it was like at least fucking cool, I think it was cool, two weeks or more.
Doggy.
I'm fine. Listen to the story. So this is weeks after this accident, and again, I never really hit my head. I had like a fucking little bit of whiplash, but that was on my mind. I'm like, what if there's some kind of delayed effect from this fucking thing? So It was getting like kind of, I think it was like Monday or Tuesday morning, and it's shitty out. It's fucking pouring out in LA. So my fucking, I'm going to like pick up stuff for work. So they sent me to Costco to get like these coffee packs. I've never been in a fucking Costco. And I go in and it's like the fucking flea market in Cheektowaga. It's just like a massive warehouse full of fucking people. It's like around Christmas time. And this side of fucking town where I'm at is so fucking overpopulated. It's like Times Square in New York. Everywhere you go, it's just fucking people on top of people. What's that?
I sent that to all the guys. I don't know why.
Who is that?
I don't know. Some guy with a big cock.
Oh, I was looking at his face. I thought it was somebody we knew. Oh, you're a fucking weirdo. So like, I'm getting. I had too much coffee, and I'm just like. I get in the place and I'm starting to get like anxiety. I'm like about to get like a fucking anxiety attack, and like the fucking pressure in my head is getting worse. I'm looking all over for this fucking coffee, and I'm kind of feeling I have to take a shit. You know,
is it a certain kind of coffee, like those little cups?
Yeah, for the K cups? Yes. And I'm looking around. And I'm just like, I don't want to fucking be. And it's like hot. And I'm just getting super uncomfortable. I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
You already don't like.
It's packed
like that,
in there,
right?
Because it's pouring, so nobody wants to go outside. No, I don't. It wasn't for me. It was for, I had to take a corporate card.
No. I'm saying you don't normally like department stores, or is that somebody else I'm thinking of?
No, it's not me.
Oh, it's Gumball.
Yeah.
Watch yourself, Tar.
Thanks, fucking school guard crossing Brandon. A little flag. But, so I started fucking bugging out. I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
It's your hair,
doggy. It felt like something, like, popped in my head. And then I thought I was gonna like fucking faint. Just nailed me. And I got super fucking lightheaded. I was like, holy shit, I better get the fuck out of here. And I'm walking, and then it just like, yeah, like something popped. But the second it happened, I almost shit my pants. It was like liquid shit. And then the pressure was like gone. So whatever it was like building, and then it just went away. And then I was okay, but I was like, I was fucking. I can't remember another time. I thought it was like that guy that tells the story. Like, I shit my pants the other day. Went to that whole fucking Las Vegas fucking story. Dude, that's what it was turning into. I'm walking. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like squeezing my fucking cheeks. Like, I barely made it to work.
I just don't know why you just didn't shit at the Costco, man.
I couldn't find the bathroom. And I was having like an anxiety attack. I had to get the fuck. I had to get out of there. I thought I was going to fucking faint. I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
What would you do if you shit your pants? You didn't have any stain or anything? Because sometimes those watery ones, you get a little sprinkle back there.
Dude, it was rough. It was really hard. I was like,
When you finally made it back to work and had to shit?
It was really close by. Thank God my work's like.
Did it sound like you're pouring beef stew into
the
sink or something?
Dude, it was like. It was like someone had a pitcher of Kool-Aid and was just pouring it out.
It
was incredible. No, never. It never happened.
See that when I was at the heyday of my drinking, man. That fucking that was like once a week I get that.
Oh,
there's probably what the fuck.
The heyday a month ago.
Yeah. Hey, fuck you, man. 2 months.
All right.
2 months tomorrow.
Good job, doggy.
I really got upset with you there. I'm sorry.
You're really kicking butt.
I know, man. I'm gonna keep it going. I'm just gonna.
You can keep on rocking and rolling, man.
I'm just gonna keep on. My cock looks bigger because I'm losing weight.
Yeah.
But it's still, I'm jerking off so much it's getting bent. I gotta switch hands or something. It's not bent like where it's ridiculous, but like I notice it. Did you ever get that?
No, dude.
Oh, sorry. You know what? This isn't cock talk. Mike's gonna get upset if I start talking about something.
I whacked one out today and it was bloody. But it's because I had No, it was like a little bit, but it's because I had a really fucking nasty callus. It was like a fucking
okay,
blade.
Okay, so it's not your.
I scratched the fucking like the piss eye, got scratched.
Oh, I'm gonna puke, dude.
Why?
Okay, I don't know, but your skin was bleeding. You weren't coming. Oh, wait, what's my thing? Oh, so that's what I think about that.
That's the thing about that.
So that's my new catchphrase.
That's the Brandon fart reaction.
Farts, I say that.
I mean, there's not much you could say. But
so there wasn't blood in your jizz. It was just
no.
Your,
yeah,
you
it was.
Had a cut.
It's yeah. It
but
like,
I thought last time you had blood in your jizz.
It seemed like it, but I can't tell. I don't know.
How wouldn't you know?
Because I didn't take it to a lab and have it fucking analyzed.
I mean, okay, do you know if you're...
It was a lot. It was last time it was a fucking lot.
Oh, God.
But I think it's just from my fucking hand. I think my hand fucking cut it. No, this time it definitely did. I was like, oh, son of a bitch. Because then when I pissed, it like burned, and I was like, I fucking scratched the tip.
Oh, man, are you really like manning the tip there, bud?
No, but it's hitting it. It's just very... It's like fucking scratching the inside of your eyeball.
I jerk off. I don't hit the tip.
Well, I'm at work and I'm hurrying. I'm fucking pounding it kind of furiously.
Do you ever like have your face? Is there like a way that you like, if you're fucking a chicken, like you just got to like finish off, like a definite way that you beat your cock that you know you're gonna finish?
No.
All right.
Is that concerned, dude?
That was for Mike. Sorry, cock talk. We should make a zinger for cock talk, please.
Oh, shit. I should retroactively go in and put it in. It'll take me a fucking week.
Cock talk. That's fucking great. I love that. But fuck it. I'm sure if there's like podcasts with like female comedians on it, they probably like, oh, my pussy and I got fucked this week and all that. Like, you know, they try to be...
All right. So speaking of which.
Oh, Bruce. That's
so Friday night, me and Bruce and Corinne, we haven't seen in a long time, go to that Young Flappers. And I didn't get up, but fucking Bruce got up and was... I think it's only his fifth or sixth time, and he was like fucking... He's really funny, man. That dude's fucking... He's got some fucking natural ability. I mean, if he's really writing all these jokes and shit, it's pretty good. And then fucking Corinne, who we always bust on, actually had one of the first fucking decent sets I've ever seen, because she's finally starting to write about... Actually, I could tell she sat down and wrote about real stuff and, like, real observations and not just being like, yo, my pussy, I fuck black guys and shit. It was actually like a... It wasn't like fall off my chair hilarious, but I was like, it was actually like worth hearing. And I was like, oh, that could be really a fucking funny bit. And I was like shocked. And then the couple times she got real filthy, it got a fucking zero. And I'm like, you gotta fucking move away from the I'm a fucking crazy offensive comic chick. Because the other stuff you fucking have was doing great. Like, just write about real stuff. Stop trying to fucking have this shock value bullshit. So
Bruce asked if he shouldn't do the... My girlfriend has a fat pussy.
That was the first thing I said.
Because he said that she always talks about that.
Yeah, that was her quote-unquote signature bit. More like signature shit. And there was no punch. There was no punchline. He just goes, I told you about it. The hammer pants, he's like, my girlfriend's got a fat pussy. She got a fat... And the normal lab is like, yeah, her pussy's real fat. I'm like, okay, where's this going? He's like, it's so fat she had a fucking camel toe in her hammer pants. And I was like, what?
Nobody
laughed. That's awful.
I think that's kind of funny.
It's not. No one gets... This is coming from me, who makes shitloads of bad obscure references that I shouldn't make but can't help it. That one's terrible. I mean, the hammer... Who the fuck... Bruce, get rid of that. But there are everything else...
Bruce,
get rid of
it. I think it's funny. So if it was just me, then I'd laugh. But
well,
you don't think it's funny?
No, I didn't get it. I didn't even know what the fuck... I was like, why... Not only is it, like, hard to, like, pick up the reference, like, he didn't even, like... He said it so quick, you couldn't even really tell what he said. It was like... Or if you said, like, MC Hammer, and I did that hammer dance, maybe that would have worked.
Right,
but, like,
I'm gonna do this right now. I'm going to text Piss, and I'm going to write that joke and see if he gives me a LOL or something back.
He probably will, because he uses the context clue and figure it out. But it's not like, you know... If you were to make MC Hammer, haha, then that'll be something, but... But yeah, so they did all right. You know what I watched the other day? I haven't seen it forever. I don't know why it popped up. Did you ever see that actual footage of Rogan fucking destroying Carlos Mencia at the Comedy Store in front of everybody and calling him
no.
a fucking liar?
I might have caught some of that.
It's fucking
Howard.
It's so great, dude. I watched it. He cut into like a 10-minute thing. Well, like, everything like Carlos is saying on stage, he's like, I never fucking did that. Like, he'll go and find the clip of Carlos doing it from like 2 years before and they pop it in there. He fucking... I've never seen anyone just get destroyed like that. Like, that is so fucking humiliating. I'm just like, oh my God, he fucking... And then he got kicked out of this. That's why he just started coming back to the store. That was 2007. Because Carlos was a bigger name at the time and he had a show, so they were like... He told them he won't do the store anymore if Joe's there, so they kicked him out. But if you've never seen it, just go to YouTube. It's only like 10 minutes, but... And I never noticed there's all like kind of... Because this is from like 2006. And like Ari Shaffir's in it and shit. And all these like real young, like, kind of up-and-coming dudes. But, yeah.
How does he have clips?
Just
like,
check out Joe Rogan.
Set it up beforehand?
No, they got... He called him out on stage finally. And they totally had it out. Because it was building for like a long time. But Joe, he made the video in post. And would go back and edit and put stuff in. He'd be like... Well, Ari said you stole a bunch of his jokes when you opened for him. He's like, Ari never fucking opened for me. So he'll stick in a clip of like, it'll be like 2 years earlier. And it has Ari opening for him with the joke, and then it'll cut to Carlos stealing the joke like a year later. It's fucking great. It's so like, fuck, it's like a court case. But yeah, check out Joe Rogan versus Carlos Mencia. It's fucking amazing. It's really,
dude,
like,
I saw
the craziest shit I've ever seen.
There was some fucking new show on with that fat fucking Mexican guy who's a comedian.
George Lopez?
No, he's not a fat fucking Mexican. I mean, he's like an okay guy.
Oh, Fluffy or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get that guy. I don't like him.
I don't either.
And he has some show where he has comedians on, and one of the first ones was Carlos Mencia.
Yeah.
And they fucking, he asked them about it. And like, there's this whole like pre-tape bit with him like, yeah, man, I steal the material. Why wouldn't I? You know, you put it out there, I'm going to take it.
No, yeah, it's from that fucking documentary that I Am Comic documentary.
Oh, okay, because yeah, they showed me a clip of it.
Yeah, he openly admitted that he's a fucking joke thief. It's just like, that was at the end of that dude. That pretty much ended his fucking career right there. But that video is great, dude. It's fucking...
That's what it was in.
It's almost uncomfortable to watch. It's like, holy shit. All you're getting is a guaranteed piece of shit. Come on, dude. Under the end of the fucking mic. Jesus.
Sorry. So I forgot dumb. How close that was.
God almighty.
I pretend like I'm not even on the show.
You're
like
fucking blowing your nose all day like you're an 80-year-old man.
I just blew it the one time.
All I ever hear is that fucking noise. Someone's practicing their fucking trumpet.
Stop
with
it.
Your nose blowing.
No, I do that
fucking nasal cavity.
I do that after I get out of the shower, dog.
Yeah, it's to blow all the cum out of your fucking nose that you swallowed. What's your song of the week, you just beg?
Oh, I thought we said one.
Oh, is it
Kyle Troy, I'm going to be the one.
All right, well, give me, just in case, give me an alternate. Okay. Well, Rock the Cradle Love from Billy Idol? That's in that movie. That song fucking rules. I love when he pulls up.
Okay, I'll make that the second one.
He pulls up to the sorority house.
Oh, go on.
That's it. Oh, and all the chicks have like a...
When that video was out, that's another one that I keep talking about this, and nobody seems to care. Maybe it's a stupid point, so good idea to bring it up on the podcast. How videos in like the early 90s to mid 90s, they'd make a music video, and if it was from a soundtrack, they'd have to have like clips from the movie in there, like whatever amount from the movie. Like in that one, there's just like maybe 20 seconds, and it's just like playing in the background in the Cradle of Love video. The chick's like in the bed.
And yeah, she's putting
like,
on the TV.
Yeah, Dice is like kind of on there.
Yeah.
But later on, like a year later, if that video comes on, they don't have. If the movie's a bomb, they take out all the clips from it.
Really?
Yeah. And there's some movie. There's a couple of ones I could think of, but the one it was a Martin Lawrence movie where he was like stealing like, crystals, like diamonds or some shit. And there was a Jay-Z song in it that was really big, and they showed.
It was Tower Heist, probably, right?
No, Blue Streak.
Oh yeah.
It was Blue Streak, and there's a Jay-Z song I can't think of right now, but it was like it was a big hit. But it was off the soundtrack, and I remember that. And then like 2 weeks later on Rap City, it was totally like just a brand new video. They didn't even have, because the movie was like such shit.
No shit, I never knew that.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that they have like, not like all new videos, but they just cut out like any part of the movie from it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's, I mean, Rock the Cradle of Love is probably one of the best examples of like a song that was, Brian Adams from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. He had God damn it, why can't
they cut out? There's tons of clips from the movie in it.
Not, like, if you were to watch it, like, now, there's a version with none of it.
Really?
Yeah, like, they put it out, like...
When the fuck did you see that?
Like, a VH1, the greatest songs of 92, you know what I mean? That was in the top five. And they had no clips from fucking Robin Hood in it.
You sure it was just a clip show? Maybe they only...
No, they played the full video, doggy.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple, yeah, that was one.
Why would they do that? Or maybe they lose the rights.
Why would they do that? Maybe they just get that lady in there.
Maybe they have like a thing where it lapses after they get the rights to show the clips for so long, and then it like it times out and they can't do it anymore. No,
that's a good point. Yeah.
I wonder. I never knew they did that.
The thing is, they really don't make videos anymore. Like when we have the videos at work, I'm like...
No, they do.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, where the fuck do you see it? Or just YouTube?
It's on Vimeo and shit. Yeah, they make videos. In fact, they probably make them even more now because you can make them for so fucking cheap.
Yo, like that stupid I Love the Coco by... Say the asshole's name. Genesis. G-E-N-S-A-S. That should be my song of the week.
Ew.
Oh, it's so stupid. It is the dumbest song.
You'll love it. I just listened to this in episode 85. You talked about this.
What?
Some other song. I mean, that's from like a year and a half ago.
No, that just came out.
No, I'm saying it was some other fucking dumb new song. It was in Trinidad James. You're like, this fucking song is so terrible. It was your song of the week.
Pop My Last Sweat. Woo!
No, I don't think it was that one. I think it was something else. But it was
No. Okay,
like,
he's worse than
fucking 2 Chainz. And then I'm like, you're gonna be a fan of the song.
It was fucking
like,
Problems.
No, it wasn't fucking Problems. It was some. I just listened to the song. It was some. Oh. I've never heard it before. It was terrible. I don't know what it was, but it was fucking awful. And you're like, yeah, I'll probably like it in a week.
Oh, I'm different.
No, it wasn't. I'm different. It was some random song. I'm telling you.
All right. Well, either way, I wonder what episode it was.
Oh, it was This Ain't For No Fuck Niggas.
Yeah, that's Trinidad James.
I know, but it's not some hit song. It's not fucking Problems.
No, it was at like what the fuck was the name of that Trinidad? It's Pop My Last Sweat. Woo, that's that Trinidad James.
I know, but I didn't know it was that song. Whatever.
That song's All Gold Everything. That's the name of it.
Yeah, that's it.
Gold All My Rings.
Yep, yeah.
Just walk nigga, nigga, nigga. That's the dumbest. That is a dumb song. I really never liked it. It was just kind of a goof. There are enough songs
that fucking,
I
said. Your levels are blowing up, dog.
What was that? I'm trying to think. I bet you'll probably catch it soon. It was a studio episode.
I hope it's a Stray Bullet, so I don't hear
where, I think Scott was in the studio, and like we made Teeth play the song through the speaker. Remember that?
Yeah.
Fuck, that was a good one. I got... So it's either Kyle Troy or the Rock Cradle Love.
All right.
I had one more story, but I could save it. It's nothing major.
All right. Plus, you're going to have a ton when you come back.
No, I won't. Well, let me knock this one out. I'll be 2 seconds. Because I just don't know if you're aware of it. We haven't had a Shervin update in a while.
Oh, boy.
And so he's been hanging. The reason we haven't seen him is because he's been, like, hanging out with this chick, this Creole girl.
Oh, he's fucking one of his Creole girls?
You know, the only reason he likes Creole girls is because of this one chick. I don't know where he knows her from, or they work together or something, right? She's from New Orleans. She came out here, and Sherv was like how he is with Mike or something. He just followed her around and paid for shit and drove her places.
Uh-huh.
And so she moved back out here. I don't know if she's trying to get involved and is an actress or whatever. And so I hadn't seen Sherv for like 2 months. Like, Mike, what's Sherv up to? Oh, that chick's out here. He's like, he always talks about her. I've never seen her. He's never brought her around. I've never seen a picture.
Oh, boy. She lives in Niagara Falls.
So after like two months, like, I even asked Shervin. So next day, he brought in a headshot. He's like, here, this is the girl that I've been hanging out with. I'm like, Shervin, you could have got that anywhere. You know, like, it was not even a headshot. It was like cut out of
that's
like
so sad.
It was cut out of like a glamour magazine. No, I mean, hey, maybe he is seeing this chick, and who knows. So she was going to go leave to go back to Texas. And he's telling me, he's like, we got in this big fight because she went on a date with a guy. I'm like, are you guys together? Yeah. And in my head, I'm like, I don't know, man. He's like, yeah, for my birthday, I bought tickets to Halloween Horror Nights and she couldn't go. So I had to waste $150.
Oh my God.
I'm like, wow, that stinks. So something, I don't know what the fuck's going on with this guy. But, you know, it's a chick.
It's called, he thinks he has a girlfriend and he doesn't.
Okay, well, that
kind of does. It's like that one Simpsons episode where fucking Ralph Wiggum's with Lisa. Choose me.
So
that's sad.
Mike tells me, and he's like, don't tell anybody.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, all right. And then the other day, Sherman's out there. He's like, did you tell Brandon the news? And Mike's like, no. And he's like, you could tell Brandon. And Mike's like, okay, I already did. Anyways. Shervin bought a ring for this chick, okay? And now, you know Shervin, you've heard him on the air, Goody Mob, and the guy makes maybe $200 a week, okay? Lives on his parents' floor.
He looks like a monster.
Drives his car and smokes cigarettes.
Sorry, Shervin, I love you.
Smokes it and just eats sugary
food. Watch the Weirdfellas skit.
He spent, I think I was told, he spent $6,000 on this ring.
What?
Okay, he got it financed at like Kevin's Jewelers.
Okay. What the fuck?
And gave it to her, and she said, I have to think about it, and left. Now, he's just sitting.
Did she take the ring?
No. So he has it, and I guess he went back in to see like what they'd give him for it. They're going to give him like $1,500.
Okay. Oh, my God,
I think he said he might have already paid off all the financing. But so this guy who probably makes, I mean, I don't want to do the math, but what, $400 a month? Now I'm doing it. What, like $8,000 a year? Maybe,
he's
right?
More than that. He probably makes 20 fucking grand, maybe.
No, dude, I'm telling you, he doesn't. He showed me his pay stub. In a 2-week period, he made like $500. So it's $1,000 a month. It's $1,000 a month, so $12,000 he makes a year.
Huh.
Okay? And I start laughing. I'm like, so they're going to get married and what, live in Sherman's parents' floor? Like, that's where they're going to stay? I mean, the guy, he doesn't have an apartment. You know, like that. What? I don't. Is it? Did he buy a ring? Like,
I don't think he's thinking that far ahead.
No, but I mean, did he buy a ring just to like tell us? I mean, how do we even know that this girl's real?
I don't know.
I guess you know what. That's. I should have said. Let me see the ring. Maybe he's making it up.
Show Brandon the news. Like, wow. Yeah, everyone's talking about us.
He's like,
all
and,
one
and,
of us.
And Mike's like, no, you told me not to. And Sherman's like, you can tell Brandon if you want. Like, it's like, yeah, like that's the biggest.
And now a guy in Australia knows about us.
Anyway, so that's what's been going on.
And whoever Sherman, else, guys. Random many people. Someone else subscribed for me off Reddit, off the ONA Reddit.
Oh, really? Yeah. I feel,
guy that subscribed. Thank you.
Nice, buddy. Welcome.
You saw the text that I sent it to you?
No.
I sent a picture of it, of the Reddit conversation.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And oh, yeah, he said he listened to it, like, good job or something.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So I kind of feel bad for Shervin because who knows? I just, that's a shitty...
The whole thing is it's just sad. If he's telling the truth, it's sad. If he's making it up, it's equally sad. The whole thing just stinks. He's just a fucking sadness machine.
Yeah, I feel bad. I feel bad either way. Like
we're sitting at that. I thought we were sitting at that fucking dinner, or at the screening. And he's just
Shervin went, guys.
Yeah, Shervin came with us, and he's got these glasses that just magnify. He's like bubbles from fucking
Trailer Park Boys. Yeah, and they're always down like on the brim of his nose.
Yeah,
and like
they just
this,
magnify like, his eyeballs to make him look. And he's got real sunken eyes, so it makes him look even more freakish. And he just sits there with this look, with like his mouth just kind of hangs half open. And he looks around the room like he just came out of a coma. Like, that's the look that's on this guy's face. And I just look at him, I'm just like, what a fucking... Like, I just want to punch him in the face. Like, and I like him, he has a very punchable face. poor guy. Oh, Shervin. Crazy guy. Creel. What a specific weird... And they're not really particularly attractive women. They got that, like, fucking... that, like, scrunchy hair... And shit, they got those weird noses, and they got the bug eyes. Like, what the fuck? What kind of ethnicity is that to have a fucking fetish for? Jesus, dude. I sound like Bill Burr when I said
that. What, Creole girls?
Jesus, dude. Yeah, Creole. What the fuck? He's beyond me. I can't do it. All right, well, dude, did enough damage. When we come back next time, we'll have Brandon from Florida stories.
What if he said...
A lot of Judy's.
What if Bruce said, she has a camel toe in her fart hammer pants? You left.
He had something. What the fuck did he say? He had some fart joke that was so fucking funny.
If anybody ever said fart hammer, I'd fucking lose my shit. I swear I heard somebody say it one time. Like a stand up.
This thing's gonna cut out any second. Just
somebody
saying.
Somebody said a fart hammer bit. Sorry. All right, I'm done.
All right.